Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinam 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 Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as given to us by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is the Rath Yatra festival as observed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited Lord Jagannath in the temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashiswar walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda, his servant, walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him, and at his two sides walked Swarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. With great eagerness, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regulative principles, and just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. Lord Chaitanya was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of the banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey-like bumblebees. As their eyes began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus feet, their thirst increased, thus their eyes did not leave them. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. But Lord Chaitanya checked these tears so they would not disturb his seeing the face of Lord Jagannath. their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya forgot everything. The devotees, however, took him to lunch at noontime. Knowing that the car festival would take place in the morning, all the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Ratagre Nanartaya Yenasij Jagatang Chitrang Jagannatho Pi Vismita. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing Lord Chaitanya's dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratha Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting, so please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Lord Chaitanya and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees such as Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra. The very strongly built daitas, or carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught hold of his lotus feet. The Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the daitas. While the daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from from one place to another. However, the Lord moves by His personal will just to perform His pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Lord Chaitanya was chanting the words, "Mani Ma, Mani Ma," but he could not be heard. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom which had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted person and most respectable, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. Therefore, he became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Lord Chaitanya became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds and thousands of chamaras, or white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rathayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and Sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, and had performed His pastimes with her. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform His pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those of Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as Gaudas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord and not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Lord Chaitanya gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramanandapuri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Lord Chaitanya. This only increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarupa Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Lord Chaitanya, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Lord Chaitanya ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vrakreshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were known as Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then informed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were known as Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sriram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed, consisting of Vasudev Gopinath and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Srikrant and Vallabhasain, joined as responsive singers. In this group, Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghav were the responding singers. 2 brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vrakreshwara Pandit was the dancer. There was also a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. And there was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. 4 parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were 2 other parties. Another was at the rear. There were altogether 7 parties of Sankirtan, and in each party 2 men were beating drums. Thus 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the devotees came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the 3 worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any mundane sound or musical instrument other than Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all 7 groups, chanting the holy name. He was chanting, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure unalloyed devotional service, could understand what was happening. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The king could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. All of this was being executed by Lord Chaitanya's internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa Lila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed an uncommon pastime moment after moment. Lord Chaitanya's dancing before the Ratayatra car could be perceived only by his pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Lord Chaitanya danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Chaitanya inspired all the devotees to dance in front. Now, please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple, while Lord Chaitanya danced before the Rupp car. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami now says, Lord Chaitanya performed kirtan for some time, and through his own endeavor, inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. When Lord Chaitanya desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Swarup Damodar. These devotees, Swarup Damodar and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Lord Chaitanya raised his face toward Lord Jagannath and prayed as follows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hittaya Cha, Jagad Hittaya Krishnaya Govindaya, Namo Namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men. He is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and he is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna and Govinda. Jayati Jayati Devo Deva Ki Nandano Sau. Jayati Jayati Go Vishni Vangsha Pradipa. Jayati Jayati Megashamala Kumalango. Jayati Jayati Prithivi Bhara Nasho Mukunda. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Light of the Dynasty of Rishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the whole world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmabado Yaduvara Parishat Svaidora Birasyan Nadharmana Stidachara Vijinagnad Smita Sri Mukhena Vrajapura Vanitanang Vardayan Kama Devam. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities. And he is also known as Devaki Nandana and Yashoda Nandana. Thus he is the son of both Devaki and Yashoda. Lord Sri Krishna is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Nahang vipro na chanarda patir, napi vaisho na shudro. Nahang varnid na cha griha patir, no vanasto yatirba. Kintu Prodyan Nikala Paramananda Purnamritabdhir Gopi Bhartupada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudas. I am not a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna is known as the maintainer of the gopis. Lord Sri Krishna is like an ocean of nectar, and Lord Sri Krishna is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Krishnadas Kaviraj now continues. Having recited all these prayers from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Lord Chaitanya danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Wherever Lord Chaitanya stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. When Lord Chaitanya danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired or cried, trembled or changed color, and sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Lord Chaitanya fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord while he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thus he would chant again and again, just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord. They formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who was none other than Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees headed by Kashishwar and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandana, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya dancing, and thus the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he also saw the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandana touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Lord Chaitanya dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and why he was being pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing. In turn, this made Harichandana angry. As the angered Harichandana was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I myself am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him. Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, 8 wonderful transformations, indicative of divine ecstasy, were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Lord Chaitanya's skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the Shimuli silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth might fall out. Lord Chaitanya's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds jajagaga, 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 with a voice choked in ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord. It was like from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the Malika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he thus could not move. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam which fell from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Lord Chaitanya's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, Lord Chaitanya ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. Seta Parana Nata Painu Jahalagi Madana Dahane Juri Genu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Shachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on the Lord. Lord Chaitanya then went to the end of the procession with the other Sankirtan performers. Lord Chaitanya's eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Lord Chaitanya was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Lord Chaitanya again went forward, then Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Lord Chaitanya was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments, and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of the sunshine, and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. Those emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms. Thus, there were awakening emotions, then peacefulness, joined, mixed, and transcendental, and also prevalent emotions, and impetuses for emotion. Lord Chaitanya's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. Upon seeing all these symptoms, everyone's mind and consciousness were attracted. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. After seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Lord Chaitanya, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from all the others, even Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to these pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra picked the Lord up with great respect. But upon seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya came to his external senses. Thus, seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya condemns himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I have touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs." Not even Lord Nityananda or Kashiswar or Govinda took care of Lord Chaitanya when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy, and Kashiswar and Govinda were elsewhere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied by the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the king. But just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally expressed feelings of anger. King Prataparudra became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king, "Don't worry, the Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was simply teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. Then it will be easy for you to come and meet the Lord." After circumambulating Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord. "Hari! Hari! Hari!" As the car began to move, Lord Chaitanya took his personal associates in front of the cars occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance before Lord Baladev and Subhadra, Lord Chaitanya came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance once again. On the left side, Lord Jagannath saw the neighborhood of Brahmins known as Vipra Shasana and the coconut tree grove. On the right side, he saw nice flower garlands resembling those in the holy place of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were dancing in the front of the car, and having stopped the car, Lord Jagannath watched the dancing. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at Vipra Shasam. Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them. All kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophytes to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord. This included the king, his queens, his ministers and friends, and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri. All the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to Lord Jagannath. The devotees offered their foods everywhere, in front and behind the car, on the two sides, and within the flower garden. Wherever possible, they made their offerings to the Lord. There were thus no hard and fast rules. While the food was being offered, a large crowd of people gathered. At that time, Lord Chaitanya stopped his dancing and went to a nearby garden. Lord Chaitanya went to the garden, immersed in a great ecstatic emotion, and he fell flat on a raised platform. The Lord was very fatigued by the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant cool breeze of the garden. All the devotees who performed Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. Now Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "Thus I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Lord Jagannath. Anyone who hears this description of the car festival will attain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He or she will also attain the elevated state by which one will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of God."